Still a few hours left in Father's Day, which gives us a chance to celebrate Dad as part of our series, You Must Read This. Jen Lancaster wrote the 2006 book, Bitter is the New Black, and she's the creator of the blog jensylvania.com. She remembers how one writer helped her and her dad share some laughs 25 years ago.
I was upstairs when I first heard the noise. Home alone on a Friday night, due to a geometry-related offense, I reacted like every other teenage slasher film victim, running directly toward the source. I flew down the stairs and through the breakfast nook, only to come face to face with the scariest person of all. Not Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers, but Ronald Lancaster, my father. Back in early 1983, his job stress was overwhelming and his good humor was practically non-existent. Yet when I clattered down the steps, there was my dad, and he seemed happy. I was as surprised to see him smiling as I was to see him home, so I decided to endure whatever boring British farce he had on and joined him in the family room. My father was watching a movie called The Star-Crossed Romance of Josephine Kosnowski. Turns out the noise I'd heard was laughter because the show was dramatic but hilarious. My father and I spent the next hour cackling so loud our dog hid under the kitchen table. When it was over, my father told me Gene Shepherd had written what we'd watched. He told me if I looked in his bookshelf, I'd find the Josephine Kosnowski story and many others in Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories and other disasters. I grabbed the book and headed back upstairs where I immersed myself in Shepherd's distinctive voice. I snorted over stories of bad country neighbors and their rogue ham-stealing dogs in the grandstand passion play of Delbert and the Bumpus Hounds, later to be immortalized as turkey-stealing bloodhounds in the film A Christmas Story. My stomach ached as Shepherd recounted his heroic intake of junk food in County Fair. His description of being jammed into a 15-inch space of back seat, carved out of picnic baskets and inner tubes, hit a little too close to home in Ollie Hop Noodle's Haven of Bliss. Yet that story made me nostalgic for my own miserable family road trips, and I recalled having contests with my brother over who could eat and drink the least because my dad considered rest stops a luxury. I finished Wanda Hickey in a few hours. Later, over blueberry pancakes, Dad and I laughed about our favorite scenes. When I was 15, I didn't fully appreciate Shepherd's ability to turn simple childhood injustices into Greek tragedies. I had no idea that one day Jerry Seinfeld would credit Shepherd for forming his entire comedic sensibility. I didn't know that later that year, Shepherd's movie, A Christmas Story, would become a tradition for millions of American families. All I knew was that he wrote a book that helped my dad and me find some common ground, enjoying the kind of relaxed banter we hadn't had since my childhood.
Jen Lancaster is a best-selling author and blogger. She lives in Chicago. For more You Must Read This recommendations, go to npr.org.